Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
My name is Ed Burns with SearchHealthIT.com. I'm here with Mark Graven, a lean healthcare expert who will be speaking at the Northeast Shingo Prize for Operational Excellence on September 25th. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
So the terms lean and Kaizen are starting to be heard more often in healthcare. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what both of those terms mean to you and how they can be applied in a healthcare setting?
Well, sure. So, lean is basically a quality and process improvement methodology, and it's a way of managing based on a number of key inspirations and models. One is Toyota and their Toyota production system. There's also a lot of influence from American management thinkers and quality experts like W. Edwards Deming. So lean originally would be applied to what we call lean manufacturing. It's now, in the last 10 years, especially been applied to lean healthcare. You have lean being applied in all sorts of different industries, ranging from banks and Starbucks to all sorts of technology startup companies. Again, using kind of those common themes of lean. And then Kaizen is one of the two main pillars of that lean management system. So Kaizen, being a Japanese word that means change for the better or continuous improvement, that principle, along with what Toyota calls respect for people, really kind of comprise that management system. And so applied to healthcare for quality and process improvement as a management system, it impacts safety for patients and staff members, quality, length of stay, reducing costs, improving staff morale, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of this sounds pretty relevant to a recent Institute of Medicine report that came out, which basically called for the sort of continuous improvement, learning in the healthcare system. And there's just obviously a lot going on in healthcare right now with the meaningful use legislation and many other federal mandates that providers have to comply with. So how can a provider stay focused on that kind of long-term continual improvement when there are so many immediate compliance issues that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of pressures, both in terms of mandates and requirements. There's growing pressures around the need to improve quality and reduce costs. The IOM report that came out recently highlights the fact that we waste $750 billion a year in unnecessary healthcare costs out of about, it's about a third or, between a third and, of the $2.7 trillion that we spend every year. And a lot of that is caused by operational inefficiency of just delivering care with poor quality that leads to higher costs. That's about $150 billion a year of that waste. And so there's a lot that can be addressed. Lean as a general improvement methodology gives us a number of ways that we can improve. One is very commonly used in healthcare now, the idea of what we call a rapid improvement event, which is typically a week-long project that can have, a relatively large impact in, kind of from scratch redesigning a process or radically redesigning it. And then you have Kaizen, which is most often associated with the idea of continuously improving that more radically improved process. So lean gives us some methodologies for kind of some rapid large scale change, to do things like reduce certain types of infections by 90% or more. And then it also gives us methodologies to make little small continuous improvements that would all do little things to continue improving quality in different dimensions. So we talk about continuous improvement. That doesn't mean all of the benefits that we're going to get from Lean and Kaizen are going to be years off in the distance. We can have an impact today and set ourselves up for greater improvement on an ongoing basis.
That sounds like it might be useful actually during a health IT implementation. Because, one thing that we hear a lot about during EHR implementations and other things is that staff satisfaction seems to drop and productivity a lot of times goes down. But so then can that be a strategy for managing these types of problems during health IT implementation and trying to minimize them?
Well, it seemed like the strategy for applying lean to the health IT, including EMR and other systems, is to try to really do a better job up front of matching the right technology, and that might include selecting the vendor that best fits the way the healthcare providers and the hospital operate. Because one of the challenges with software and code is that it's hard to apply continuous improvement, especially if you've bought a standard system. And so one major complaint, and I think correct thing to complain about from health providers is that, the EMR system, for example, dictates changes in the way they practice medicine and dictates changes in their workflow. So since processes tend to be, much more flexible than software tends to be, engaging people up front in, doing process improvement that takes waste out of the process so that we can then automate those improved workflows through healthcare IT is one key strategy, or just making sure that we've selected the right system that matches with the way we want to treat patients. And I think one example of a hospital where in the emergency department, they had made a number of great process improvements, had really reduced the average length of stay in the emergency department by something like 30%. But then when they got their new EMR system, the software dictated that they go back to their old workflows, which also meant then, that the length of stay went back up to what it had been. So that's kind of counterproductive. And so we see, I think, two key aspects that get out of sync. One is, the software dictating practices that aren't ideal. And then, the software itself just, slowing people down. I was in a different hospital earlier this week where the chief of emergency medicine, complained that their doctors are now seeing fewer patients per hour because they've gone from paper charts to electronic medical records. And, healthcare is one of the few industries, it's sad, but, technology is supposed to make us more productive, not less productive. Those are the things, for a number of reasons people are struggling with now, unfortunately.
So most people seem to agree that the ultimate goals of improving in healthcare is to achieve lower costs and better outcomes. So how can organizations make sure that their staff are focused on these goals?
Staff members, generally speaking, are already very focused on these goals. We need to help make sure, and this is where Lean and Kaizen are incredibly helpful, help people improve processes so that they can reduce waste and spend more time on direct patient care. So managers and leaders at different levels can help facilitate that lean improvement process. Sometimes that means, dedicating some time and allowing people to spend an hour or two here and there on improvement projects that are going to free up time every day, going forward. Leaders, I think, can also just, participate in that improvement process in a different way. Rather than just running a bunch of projects that we expect to magically fix everything, that we're mindful that improvement is really an ongoing effort that we need to make. And I think going out and seeing problems firsthand is a really important lean management model of getting out of office, getting out of conference rooms, seeing firsthand what people are struggling with so that we can prioritize improvements to our IT systems in terms of their responsiveness or the features and workflow. Managers need to just let people report those problems and then take action to address things that people can't address on their own in the front lines through process improvement. Leaders play a much more supportive role in a lean management style, and it kind of ties in with the broader approach of what a lot of people refer to as servant leadership. That makes a big difference.
And so collaboration seems to be where a lot of the efforts to improve in the healthcare industry are going. It's a major factor behind the push for EHR adoption and the transition to value-based purchasing systems. So do you have any tips that can help organizations increase collaboration, both internally amongst their own staff and externally with other providers?
Well, I think one of the key lessons, and this is something that we've learned and really try to apply through Kinexus, which is a startup software and technology company that I'm involved in, is making the technology as easy to use and unintimidating as possible. So, you know, our product allows people to more easily collaborate on different process improvement and quality improvement efforts. So, you know, we need to make it really easy and quick for people to be able to log in and report a problem with the fewest number of clicks possible. You know, we look at, you know, systems that are different, you know, similar functions, you know, that are difficult to use. If you look and say, well, why are staff members and nurses or physicians not filling out incident reports or reporting medical errors? And if you sit down with a provider and have them show you how to do it, you see they have to go through 16 different screens, and it just takes way too long. I think, you know, software needs to not just serve its function through, you know, the software specs, but it also needs to be easy to use and quick to use, considering how busy healthcare professionals are. You know, there's a general lean principle of, you know, trying to make it easy for people to do the right thing, and they'll do it. So we need to make systems, you know, support people's workflow instead of taking time away from the work that they need to really be doing.
Well, thanks, Mark. This has been a really interesting discussion. We appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks for talking to me, Ed.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.